Okay, welcome to Movie Dudes, episode 178. I am Jeff, joined as always by Chris.
That's me.
And we have a jam-packed episode tonight. We continue our journey through the Halloween films with Halloween H2O and Halloween Resurrection. We have deep dives on both of those and possibly some arguments. But up first, we actually do have a handful of newer films, both in theaters and streaming, that we want to touch on, just so we can keep up with all the shit that's coming out right now, too. So, up first is a film that I was going to go see, but I was not feeling well enough the day I was going to go see it. But Chris, you went and saw, in the theater, new slasher film, brand new slasher franchise, possibly, Hellfest.
Yeah, Hellfest. I mean, hey, this is a film that the trailers had me interested. It looked pretty cool. It takes place in a like traveling kind of amusement park, basically, where there's all these like horror mazes set up, and follows a bunch of teenagers or like early 20 somethings as they go through this place, and a masked guy who fits in with the kind of the actors of this horror theme park is actually stalking them and killing them. It is not as good as that setup. It's directed by Gregory Plotkin, who evidently did the last Paranormal Activity movie.
Yep.
Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension. I've never seen that one, so I don't know if people have him hold him in regard. This is just very, very generic. You don't get any kind of feeling on who the killer is. And not that like you need to have like an actual understanding of them, but it's very much like, oh, this killer is kind of like Michael Myers, right? Like he's a masked guy, doesn't talk, kills people. But at least with Michael, you got like a sense of who he was. Like he was, you know, he was a kid, killed a sister, and then locked away for 18 years.
Yeah.
There's no story here. There's no Jason was killed. You know, he drowned because some camp counselors were getting it on the side and not paying attention. You know, he's not getting revenge, or like, you don't know why he's doing this. He's just there killing people. And so then everything relies on the cast of victims, and they're just not that interesting. They're pretty much the generic, what stereotypical horror kids, right? Like there's the pretty kind of prudish girl. There's her best friend. There's the guy who's pining after one of them. There's the other boyfriend. There's the punky girl and, you know, the obnoxious guy. Like, they're all there and they're all kind of picked off very quickly. There's a couple scenes that are pretty cool. There's one with like a one of those like circus mallets, like you know, the strong,
yeah, giant, the bell, like hammer,
yeah, like that. There's one with that, and then there's the scene that you've probably seen from the trailer with the guillotine, which doesn't play out like you kind of expect. So, both of those are kind of fun, but the rest of it is just kind of dull. It's just, you know, the kills are just stabby stabs, yeah. nothing exciting. Not that. You know, I mean, look at the original Halloween, which we love. That film is not like elaborate kills, but
yeah,
this just doesn't, like, nothing about it is special. It's just kind of dull. It does have an ending that like leads it up that Lionsgate was trying to make this into something more.
Gotta love when they have balls like that.
Like, I mean,
set up for the sequel.
Yeah, like it's set up that like this guy has, you know, I mean, it sets it up early on. I think it's in the trailer too that like this girl got killed, and she was left in the park for like 3 days or whatever. So they play off of that, and then the ending kind of plays off of that as well, where it's kind of implied that he's been doing this for a while, and it sets it up well, but it's like nothing about it before then is special enough to make me like go, yeah, we should have another one of these. This killer is that special. There's something cool about him. Like it's not. It's a cool setting, and
yeah,
you know, there's a couple cool scenes, but for the most part, it's kind of just a regular generic film and nothing special about it. So,
yeah, that's the reason I kind of wanted to see it, is I like the whole like carnival type setting.
Yeah, that's a really cool idea. Like,
I mean, yeah, I always liked when I was a kid that movie Funhouse by Toby Hooper. I saw some people kind of like making comparisons to that, mostly because of the setting, I think. But there was a trailer. I don't know if you saw this trailer. There was a trailer, like there's like a regular old trailer for the movie, and then there was one that was more like makes it like seem like a grindhouse film, like a throwback 80s style trailer with a guy talking over it.
I did not see that one. That is not what this film is at all.
Yeah. Like, look up, I think it's called The Throwback Trailer.
Let's okay.
You like all that. But yeah, check that out. Like, it sells it pretty well. Like, got me kind of excited for it. I have not seen overwhelming response really from anybody who saw it. So I will see it eventually. But in the meantime, what is your score for that?
I'm going to go 2 out of 5 here.
Okay. Speaking of movies that I didn't see anyone going crazy for, so there's a film on Netflix just came out. It's like a Netflix original called Hold the Dark. And it is the latest film from Jeremy Saulnier, who did Green Room and Blue Ruin. And if you remember, I'm sure you do, Chris, Green Room was my movie of the year a couple years back.
Yeah.
So I was pretty excited to see a new film from this guy, from this director. And the basic premise here is Jeffrey Wright is like this fucking wolf expert who gets a letter from some lady who said that wolves took her fucking kid and please come to like kill the wolves to get revenge on them before my husband comes back from Iraq. Because I don't know, it's like a really weird, like it's a really weird setup. You know what I mean? That's like a weird setup for a movie, and that's kind of like what you get out of the trailer too. But then also, like I was watching the trailer, like and I'm like, okay, that's weird, but like, what is this movie? I can't tell what it is from the trailer, and it doesn't seem very interesting, really, from the trailer either. And there's a reason that the trailer gives you that impression. It's because this movie doesn't know what it is, and none of it is interesting. And it's one of the longest 2 hours I've ever spent watching a movie. I couldn't believe this is easily one of the biggest disappointments of the year for me. Because, I mean, this guy has been nothing but great so far. And, you know, now, okay, he has a brand new film. It's debuting on Netflix. I don't even have to, like, drive 30 miles to go see it in a fucking theater somewhere. It's pretty bad, I think. It's a screenplay by Macon Blair, who I also love, who's been in all his movies. It's based on some novel, but you would never believe that if I, like, after you've seen it, you're like, what? Must be the most boring book ever where nothing happens. There is, I'm being super mean, but there is a part about an hour and 10 minutes into the movie where there's like a big shootout between like one person and a bunch of cops.
Okay.
Kind of like a standoff type thing. And that shootout goes on for probably at least 10 minutes. And it's extremely violent. It's like the violence you come to expect from this director. It's very impressive. It is like a great set piece in the middle of just one of the most miserable viewing experiences of the year by far. Like, again, that basic plot I gave you, it kind of doesn't even really stick to that, and it also, but it also doesn't, like, it doesn't have a point. It doesn't really have a plot. At the end, you're like, you don't know what happened. Like, it doesn't tell you what happened. You're supposed to figure it out, but, like, there's nothing really to figure out. It was just boring nonsense.
Seems really weird that there'd be, like, a shootout with cops and a dude, you know, when
in a movie that doesn't have a plot.
It's supposed to be hunting wolves or something.
Like, yeah. Yeah, again, it's like, it's, that's it. That's really it. There's nothing else. I would say, like, turn this movie on Netflix, fast forward an hour and 10 minutes into it, watch that part, and once it's over, you're done. You don't have to see anything else. It's really that bad. I'm going to give it 2 stars for that scene, but, I mean, honestly, dude, like, this is just a huge misfire from this guy. I wish him luck. I hope he does something better next time, but, like, wow, what a letdown.
I think I'm going to be skipping this one.
Yeah, and, you know, me, usually I'd be like, you know, no, check it out. I want to hear what you think. I'm telling you, skip it. It's not worth it. If anything, check out that scene. Like I said, it's a really cool scene.
Right.
Very impressive, and it makes you, like, excited for whatever he'll do next. But this was a lot of misguided shit. Goes nowhere. Before we get into Halloween, though, there was another new film this week that I'd say is worth checking out.
Okay.
So on Shudder, there's a new Indonesian horror film called Satan's Slaves that just premiered. Like, basically now through Halloween, Shudder's premiering a new movie, you know, like a new exclusive every week. And that was the one this week. I just got done watching it. It is like a supernatural horror movie.
Okay.
About this family where, you know, the mom, she used to be like a famous singer, but now she's old and she's dying. And she eventually dies, and then weird shit starts happening, you know, ghost-type stuff. It has all, you know, it moves along at a decent pace. It has a lot of cool little scares in it. Different types of scares, too. So a lot of it is, like, shit you would expect in like, a ghost movie, like a ghost story.
Right.
But also, you know, they throw in, like here's a nice little gore, you know, the scene here, like they're doing different shit. You know, here's a little jump scare. Here's like a gore effect. Here's just something really creepy, you know. It keeps you entertained. I don't want to, like, overhype it, but, like, if you have Shudder, it's like, I'd say definitely check it out. It's also just another reason to get Shudder. It's like another selling point. I think it's a fairly solid horror movie. In fact, my girlfriend said it was, like, one of the scariest movies I ever showed her. She was fucking...
Huh.
She was very... Like, she was sad that I was going to record after we got done watching it. Because she's like, I don't want to be left alone right now. I it's hard for me to gauge. I had a good time with it, though. It was entertaining. And I kind of, like, I'd say especially to, like, the last, like, 20 minutes or so, it's just... pretty cool where it goes in terms of, like, the plot and, you know, just some of the cool, like, scares that they have. Nice. If you do watch it, Chris, please explain to me the very final scene. I have no idea what the hell that meant. But I'm going to give it 4 stars.
Okay.
I think it was pretty good. It's pretty solid. One of the better horror movies I've seen this year, honestly. I'm just trying not to oversell it, but saying it's definitely worth checking out. All right, so here we are, another week. We're deeper into the Halloween series.
Yes, we are.
And I think there's a reason I don't watch the back half of the series that often. Well, sometimes. Like, I think there are things to like in these last few movies, but mostly it makes me really depressed. Like going through the movies for this week and then looking at what we have for next week, I'm just like,
next week is scary for me. Like, yeah. Really scary.
Well, it's and it's funny too because I watched a like a review last night of Rob Zombie's Halloween, and it made me like more mad about it than I was going into it. But anyways, that we'll save that for next week. This week we're starting off with, we are now at Halloween H2O. Supposedly full name is Halloween H2O 20 years later.
Yes.
This was released on August 5th, 1998. Budget of $17 million. Did box office of $85 million. So this was a success.
Yeah.
As directed by Steve Miner of the Friday the 13th series. He did, I want to say, part 2 and 3 of Friday the 13th. So, yes. A known horror director. And
he also did House and Warlock as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I remember really liking House. I don't remember Warlock well.
Warlock's,
that was recently.
Yeah. It's goofy, but it's fun.
And anyway, so Dimension Films tapped him for this. I think their thinking was he knows the genre, and they're trying to salvage and start over a little bit after the debacle that was part 5 and 6, which we talked about last week. They had basically painted themselves into a corner with the series. It was time to try something new. And so what H2O does is kind of ignores the trilogy before it. It ignores, you know, part 3 doesn't matter to the Michael Myers story. It's a separate thing.
Right.
And it ignores part 4, 5, and 6. So essentially this is a sequel to part 2.
Yes. It basically,
you know, 1 and 2.
It creates its own timeline, like a second timeline.
And which becomes, it's going to become more and more confusing with the series because it gets really fucked up, and now we're starting another one. But yeah, it's basically a straight sequel to the first two, and it takes place 20 years after that, the night that the first two take place on. Jamie Lee Curtis is like a teacher or like a headmaster?
She's the headmaster of the school in California, like some boarding school type thing.
And she's basically like in witness protection type, like she's changed her identity. I think her name was Carrie Tate.
Yes.
Sounds right. And she's got a kid who is going to the school there, and Michael Myers comes back. I'll let you talk on this one first. Tell me why you don't think this is good.
It's dull. It starts out a little goofy, but not too bad. A nurse comes home and she finds her house broken into. So she ends up going next door, and kind of like the kid there, she like tells him, hey, call the cops. And that kid is played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, young Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
It gets a little goofy right from there, though, because then like Joseph Gordon-Levitt goes into the house after he calls the cops, and he's like acting all tough and swinging his hockey stick around and shit. But I think my big problem with that, this whole thing, is that Michael is there. There's a couple cool shots of him like in the background sifting by where the nurse is. But he kills the nurse and the two kids, but we don't see any of it. Like, and that's kind of my big problem with most of this movie, is we don't ever really see Michael kill people. He kills a few people, but very rarely do we actually see the kills.
It is, the violence is scaled back a little bit, I guess. And it is like, comes off a little sanitized. I guess. Right? Like, some of the stuff happens off screen. Like, the one kid, the little man Tate, gets killed off screen, I think.
Yeah. Yep. He gets killed off screen. So Joseph Gordon-Levitt gets a hockey skate, like an ice skate, shoved through his head.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense, because why would he have an ice skate? Like, he would be playing roller hockey out in front of his house. Not, regardless, doesn't really matter. So, like, yeah, a lot of the kills are just kind of off screen. They're seemingly elaborate for whatever reason. Michael's never really like an elaborate type killer, but he does props the kid up or the girl up, and when they turn the lights on, like, sparks come out of her and shit. It's a little weird. in the way, I think the mask is fucking awful. Like, they've cut out the eye holes, like, way too much.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, tight on his face a little bit, so that, like, you see his eyes really well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like and for whatever reason, they do a lot of close-ups on him. Yeah. They make Lori into, like, she's basically a functional alcoholic. She just drinks all the time.
I liked that, though. I mean,
I actually
like this movie, but okay.
I mean, like, I don't really have a problem with that, but it's just like, I don't know. I couldn't get behind, like, Josh Hartnett as
really,
like, I mean, I thought he was kind of shitty. I didn't like anybody in it. Like, oh, Cool J is kind of funny, but he's more played for laughs, like, than anything. He wants to be a writer, but he's a security guard. I thought the ending was goofy. Like, why the hell did she steal a van? And I don't know. There's a lot about this that I'm just like, it's trying so hard, but it just seems so mediocre to me.
Well, I was about to say, like, one of the reasons I really like it is because it's fucking trying. So I think we see where our split happens here. Cause, like, I don't know, like, dude, you have to admit, like, watching this, I guess you don't have to admit, we'll see. But watching this after 5 and 6, it's like they were actually trying with this one. Like, there's, like, a budget and fucking.
Oh, sure. They definitely had a budget, but.
Like, it feels like a more commercial, like, product than 5 or 6. Like, 5 or 6, it was just becoming very humdrum, and, like, they just were, you know, just cranking out sequels and doing bad things with the plot, like, coming up with the plot as they went along and, like, really fucking up the mythology and shit.
And I mean, 6 was, as we talked about last week, was thrown into like a really weird fucking spot because of what they did in 5.
Yeah.
And 5 came out a decade before this movie. Like, remember, like, 5 came out a year after 4 did. And there's a 6-year gap. It's like, what the fuck do we do with what we've created here? And what they came up with is the Curse of Michael Myers. And I think they made
it very good.
Yeah. I mean, there's things about Curse of Michael Myers which is fun, like, as we discussed, but I think they made the right call here and were like, we can't continue on with what we were doing.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure I like this. Like, it doesn't take place in Haddonfield. It takes place in, like, a private school that they purposely, like, empty out. So it's, like, just, like, a few people.
Yeah.
And one of the cool things I've always liked about Halloween is that Michael is, like, doing all this shit. He's stalking all this during Halloween. Like, in Haddonfield, there's kids out on the street. It's one of the things I really liked about the new trailer. Like, pulls up, like, she's yelling at the kids to get, and the parents, like, get their kids out of here and, like, get them off the street, get inside.
That, like, long shot of him walking along the side of the house. Yeah. All that. Yeah.
There's none of that here, and it's just like, all right, we're going to put Michael in, like, a situation where he can easily kill these people, yet somehow he still fucks it up.
You know what's funny? It, like, you're making great points. Like, Yeah, like Halloween should take place in Haddonfield. It needs to be in the suburbs, you know, on Halloween, and Michael Myers is walking around getting away with his shit, you know. But it's funny, like, when I watched the movie, I didn't even think of that. I just thought, like, one of my notes was, I like the idea, like, I like the private school setting, and I liked that they, like, emptied the school out. Now, sure, they probably did that for a lot of reasons, like logistic reasons, right? Like, hey, and one, less people around, you know, yeah, less actors. But I like it. I think it's a good excuse to get them isolated in this, like, kind of cool setting. At least I kind of, like, dug the idea of, oh, this, like, this private school setting, but it's, like, strangely abandoned. Like, there's only a couple people hanging around. For whatever reason, like, I dug that. I like their take on the character of Laurie Strode, like, what happened to her 20 years later. You know, that she was, like, living somewhere else under a different identity and as a functioning alcoholic. Like, I don't know. Like, it all still, like, all that shit still worked for me. This is a late 90s horror movie, you know, definitely a post-Scream horror movie, but it didn't feel too jokey to me. Like,
it's funny, too, because they're showing Scream on a TV.
Yeah.
during one of the scenes. I don't know. And maybe you have thoughts on this too. There's a scene where Michael pulls himself down from,
yeah,
like, one armed, like, what the fuck was that? And he does it again in the next movie, which is like,
he does.
Is this like a signature move of his now?
That is literally, like, my girlfriend loved that. And then when they did that again in Resurrection, she's like, is this his new signature, like, thing now? I'm like, I don't know. I dug it. Like,
it's a cool-looking scene. Anyway. Like, I mean.
But also she was like, what the fuck is he doing up on the ceiling? And I do know, I think, I remember watching the behind the scenes on this. This is over a week ago now at this point. Or almost a week ago. But, like, I think they just did that because that pipe was there, and they're like,
"This looks
cool." They saw it, and the guy was like, "You want me to, like, fucking, like, lower myself from that, or whatever?" And they're like, "Yeah, I guess." And, like, they thought it looked cool, and I was like, "That's it." Was totally, like, I don't even think it was in the script. So that's how that happened. I dig that. There's a lot, like, I don't know, like, I can see what you're saying about the fact that it doesn't have good kills, really. And, like, a lot of them happen off screen, but it's like you said, you know, Halloween 1 doesn't really have good kills, you know?
Right. It was never really, like, I mean.
Like, there are entries, like, Part 2. I think Part 2 does have good kills.
Oh,
like,
yes.
But I don't think it was ever, like, a necessary ingredient to the series, so I guess I don't notice that either. Like, I guess,
he's the dude that just stabs people. He's a dude that stabs people. Like,
yeah, that's about it. Like, I guess, like, for me, it's always been, maybe I've given some things a pass because I'm just like, this is so much better than what you guys were doing with the last couple. I remember seeing this movie at the time in the theater and being blown away. I was just like, wow, they fucking finally made a sequel that wasn't shit. And I still think, like, I think the opening, yeah, there's a little bit of goofiness to it. But I think the opening's pretty strong. Like, I really like when he, like, when I think the cops are coming up to the door after he, like, fucking killed everybody, and you just see his car, like, pulling out of the driveway. Like, I don't know how the fuck they didn't see that. Like, but yes. I thought that was cool.
Like, a cool touch. He's just slowly able to like, move this muscle car out of the driveway.
Just because the lights are off. It's like,
but also, like, what I found, like, absurd about that whole thing is that, like, the cops come up to the house, and then you can see her, like, struggling with Michael through the window. And she breaks the window, and she's, like, screaming out. And the cops are just like, dope to dope. And then they leave the house and are like, oh, looks like we got a double play or something like that tonight. Another B&E over here. It's like,
yeah, so, you know, maybe there's some things that, I guess I just gloss over so much because I'm just so happy, like, it's not terrible. At least to me, it's not terrible anymore. I, you know, you have a cast here. Like
you do. There is a cast here.
I mean, Michelle Williams went on to become one of our best actors that we have. You know, like she's amazing in fucking what's that super depressing fucking ass movie?
Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah. She's incredible in that. You know, so and. You know, having Laurie Strode back, that was, you know, it's just, for me, it's one of the better sequels for me. Here's what I think they fucked up with this movie. Like, these are things I will really give you, and I don't know. Well, you said the mask is terrible. I'll give you that. Mask is really bad. There's a shot when he is going to kill, what's his name, that, like, the mask is, like, CGI'd, like it's like digitally drawn in, and it's like super obvious, and I don't know why the fuck they, like, you can't put this out as a finished product and have that in there. I'm sorry, it's like, what are you doing, dude? Like, someone needs to fucking George Lucas this goddamn thing and fix it, because like that's fucked up, dude. But even, and then the problem is the mask keeps changing too, because they knew it was bad. Like, Steve Miner liked the one that you'll see a lot in certain scenes, but then everyone else thought it sucked, so they just replaced the mask on him. They both are not good.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think any of the masks in this movie are good.
No, yeah, I think there's at least two, if not more. They're bad looking. Again, the CGI shot is inexcusable. All that said, I don't think they're as bad as Halloween 4's mask. So, I don't know. And I like Halloween 4. And the other thing I'd say that this movie fucks up is the score is pretty bad. Like, it uses the Halloween theme a little bit, but it's, like, way too much. Way too busy of a score.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost sounds like the Halloween theme mixed with like a Danny Elfman score, just like way too fucking much going on.
It's a very like late 90s, early 2000s horror movie score where it's like
you're gonna
overload everything instead of like just allowing the film to breathe, like and have silent spaces and or like just little tints here and there.
Go ahead.
I just don't think it works.
No, like I was watching Christine last night. You know what John Carpenter does for the score in certain parts of that? Just one note. Like, you know, just real low in the background. It's creepy. This shit is just boom, 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 like way too fucking busy, too much shit going on. It's really bad, and on top of it, they like knew it was bad and they redid it and it's just as bad. Like if you watch one of the extras, man, it's like talking about how like they redid this guy's whole score and it's like both him and the redone version that they did that they kind of like mixed together a little bit. They're both bad. The final score is bad. Like everything they did with the music, they, in my opinion, they fucked up. But again, I don't know. I dig that it's Laurie Strode that's back, that, you know, this movie feels like an actual movie for the most part. And I do think that some of the stuff is like I think the part at the rest stop where he like goes in and steals, like, I think he steals a lady's car.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's another piece. Like, when does Michael start leaving? Like, when does he just start becoming a pickpocket and not killing everybody?
Yeah, I don't know. I bought that. Like, he's just like, well, they didn't get in the way and got what I wanted or whatever. But
I don't know. I look at that, and then, I mean, some of it is, you know, we have the new Halloween film coming up, and there's I've only seen the trailer for the new Halloween, but there's like another scene in a bathroom, and it in that trailer, and it's like terrifying. Like, just from the trailer, like where he drops like the teeth over, and I mean there's a little girl in this, and I mean Michael doesn't really have any history of killing children, but he's also just supposed to be evil incarnate, so I don't know. It's like, this is weird. Like, he's just gonna, he kills the nurse and the two people, the two like teenagers next door. But then when he needs to steal a new car, he just pickpockets her, steals her purse. It's a little weird.
I don't know. I bought it. I bought it, and I thought it was creepy. Like, he like looks back at her through the stall, and she's like, they kind of have like an eye to eye.
Yeah, like, are you gonna come after me? Do I have to kill you? Like,
I don't know. And again, like, not to keep carving on it, but I feel like there's kind of like real characters in this movie. Like, I feel like the movie cares about Lori and like what's happening with between her and her son, the way she's overprotective. Like, I don't know. It's something, and it's not like fucking weird bullshit about the thorn and you know, crazy cult shit and all. It was just like trying to approach the material kind of how Danny McBride is supposedly doing it for the new one. Like, just giving a damn. Like, you know. Yeah, there are things I'll give you that I think are like not the best about it, like, for sure. It's not like a perfect movie, and I don't put it up there with some of the very best in the series, but I do think LL Cool J is a weak spot.
He's goofy, right? Like, I mean, I like LL Cool J, and I kind of enjoy the character, yeah, but he just like the way he pops up out of nowhere at the end, like after we thought he was dead. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is going on? What's with like the Three Stooges slapstick shit going on here? Like,
and it's not as bad as like what we're gonna get to in the second half of this episode, but like it sets that up because after they had LL Cool J, they're like, oh, we need some more like famous people, like, you know, like,
yeah,
like Busta Rhymes,
Busta Rhymes, and what's her name? Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks, yeah. I don't know. I've kind of touched most of the things I wanted to. I do want to mention the Janet Leigh cameo I like. And again, it's like they kind of hit you over the head with it too. Like, they start playing the Psycho theme in case you weren't like, didn't get it. Yeah.
They didn't know that was her mom.
Yeah. There's also a part where they play like Mr. Sandman, which is a nice callback to part two. Some cool callbacks too, I think, in this. I don't know, dude. I like it.
That's okay. I don't.
So what? Give me your final thoughts / verdict on H2.
I didn't like it 20 years ago. I still don't like it now. I honestly would rather watch the terribleness of the trilogy that they wiped away. and we're gonna get into it with the next film, but I would actually prefer to watch Resurrection over this as well. So,
yeah, I don't see it. I mean, I get, you know, you're free to.
Like, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit down and watch H2O or Resurrection. But if you were like, here's both of these, like, which one would you rather watch? And we'll get into my reasons why with that in a little bit. But I don't have any real desire to ever see H2O ever again.
Before going into these two, I was probably more excited about Resurrection, if only because I've seen H2O a little bit more than Resurrection. Like, H2O, I saw in the theater. I saw it when it came out on DVD. I was a pretty big fan of it for a time. Resurrection, I actually did not go see in the theater. Like, I'm a huge Halloween fan. I did not go see it in the theater. I saw it once when it came out on DVD. I remember at the time, because I remember thinking it looked really bad and it was going to be terrible. And I remember at the time when I saw it like on DVD, I was like, I don't know, it's not good, but it wasn't as bad as I expected. That's my memory of it.
Right.
And so then going into this, though, because that's the only time I had seen it, really, I was like really more excited to see Resurrection than H2O. I found H2O to pleasantly hold up for me. I think you are crazy talk. I'm going to give it, I'm going to give it H2O 3 stars. But it is it's up there for me. Like, it's kind of below. Well, we'll rank them all at the end of this.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's above. It's above. Like, definitely 5 and 6. I'll put that much. Say that much.
That's fair.
But you know, I guess moving along then to Resurrection.
Yeah,
this one came out in July 12th, 2002. So it was about 4 years after H2O. Mm-hmm. $13 million budget, did 37.6, nowhere near as successful, but also, you know, it made money. It was directed by Rick Rosenthal. This is interesting because he directed one of the best Halloween films, Halloween 2.
Yep.
Now he's back behind the camera for this new film that feels like they slapped it together in 6 months after H2O, even though it's 4 years later. I think this movie's really fucking bad. Like, I was surprised. Like I said, my memory of it was, oh, it wasn't as bad as people say. It wasn't as bad as I expected. Rewatching this, and again, I probably wasn't in the best frame of mind. I was watching this movie super hungover. I thought it was fucking terrible. Where am I wrong? Where am I wrong on this one, dude?
You're not wrong. It's a bad movie. But I also just like, in kind of the same way you were like, with H2O, that it was trying something. Like, this was trying, like, it. I mean, where else do you go with this fucking, like, if you're going to continue with Michael Myers, you've wiped away your entire, you know, crazy satanic cult shit. Like, you've wiped that away. You've reset it. Jamie Lee Curtis doesn't really want, like, she kind of wants out at this point, right? Like, she's, look, I'll come back. I'll do basically an extended cameo for like 10 minutes of this film. And then I want out. I'm done. So what do you do? Like, and they came up with the most batshit, insane nonsense, building off of, like, at the time, like, reality TV was really starting to kick off, and they just, like, we're going to stick some people in the fucking Myers house and do a reality TV webcast from there. And it's nonsense. It's complete bullshit and stupid. And Busta Rhymes does Kung Fu with Michael Myers. And yeah. It's fucking nutso, and there's a weird teenage kid that is communicating with one of the people in the house via, like, text message or something. It's all dumb, but it is so dumb that I was like, yes, like, I don't know what you could have done here. This is probably not what you should have done, but it is fucking fun and stupid all the way through. I don't know. I just had a blast with it. It's really, really stupid. It's not good. None of it is good. I don't even think the kills are that good.
No, there's more. There is more kills. Like, there's more on screen violence, I'd say, than H2O. Right?
Yeah, there is. Yes. But I'm not entirely sure that they're good. That much better. Like,
no.
But yeah, I just have fun with it, as opposed to, like, I did, like, I don't know, nothing about H2O hit with me. This was just so stupid. And it, like, I think if you go to IMDb, one of the genres they have listed under, like, it's listed as a horror, a thriller, and a comedy.
Like, yes. Which it's like, it's not supposed to be.
I don't think that they meant it that way, but that's what it was. It's fucking hysterical.
You know, when you have Busta Rhymes saying, like, trick or treat or happy Halloween, motherfucker, or whatever the fuck you're saying. So it's like, I think they kind of know, but I think they think that they're doing, like, a regular Halloween. Like, I could almost get on your wavelength for this, and I could see myself, like, one of the things is, like, I think Halloween 3 is, like, a masterful bad movie. Like, it's it's kind of what you're saying this is, but I just think I don't think this is. I don't think it rises to that occasion. I mean, yeah. I mean, again, Busta Rhymes is doing karate with Michael Myers, so maybe it does rise to the occasion. But I could almost get behind that, like almost. But here's my problem. Like, my problem with it is, like, maybe I could get behind that if it wasn't the, like, goodbye to Laurie Strode. Like, I think that to me is a huge, like,
sure, and that
pisses me off, dude. And they handle it very poorly. It's a very shitty ending when she was handled well, I think, in H2O. Like, well, I don't know. Am I wrong on that? I think it sucked.
I don't necessarily think you're wrong. I also think it's like, as I said, like, what do you do? Like, she really didn't want to. She didn't want to star in this movie. But if you're going to continue it from H2O, she technically killed her brother. So, like, what do you do? She chopped his fucking head off at the end of H2O. Yeah. So, like, what they decided to do was, and they have like flashback clips from H2O where Michael strangles the paramedic guy, and he replaces himself in there, but he's like, he crushes his larynx so the guy can't talk, and then they lock up Lori for this.
It's a terrible explanation of how it was not her brother at the end of H2O, which, by the way, they planned out in H2O. They planned this out. So it wasn't like the dude who got this the job to write Resurrection had to come up with this.
It was already planned.
Yeah. So, yeah, this was their plan.
Wow.
That was their plan. And also, before all that, and since that was the plan, they knew they were going to want to have Jamie Lee back. And like you said, she didn't want to do it. So also in the plan is that she would get killed in the first act of the next one, like basically the first 10 minutes. And so that's what you get here. So I guess, like, maybe she's partially to blame, but I think it's a shitty goodbye. Like, honestly, I'd rather just have it be the way, like, H2O be the end then. Like, because I just think this is bad. And the whole, like, her kissing him, like, what?
So weird.
That's why I'm so happy that this new one coming out is, she's just, they're not related. None of that, like, weird brother-sister bullshit. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, you have that, which I think is, like, a big reason I can't get behind the goofiness that follows afterward. And what follows afterward is, like, yeah, they're basically doing, like, this reality show, like, with kids in the house. Like, Busta Rhymes owns this reality TV show company. I think it's called Dangertainment or something. Right? Yeah. And he, like, you know, he hires a bunch of kids to spend, like, Halloween in the fucking Michael Myers house and do a reality TV show of it. And then there's, like, a group of kids at a party that are, like, glued to the screen watching this bullshit. I don't know why they felt that. Like, maybe just to show that there was an audience out there watching it. They do kind of have them interact a little bit, but it really sucks also. Like the victims and the people watching, like, interacting. But, like, they don't really do anything creative with it.
No, it's just like, he's in the house. Like,
yeah, no shit. Oh, the stairs. Oh, you mean he's coming from one of the directions? Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Like,
he's in the house with you. Where in the house?
And now he's coming up the stairs. Oh, he's coming for me? I couldn't have guessed. Yeah, it's, like, so not helpful or useful, the information that they're given. I also, like, don't buy that a bunch of people at a Halloween party that are getting, like, totally fucked up and having fun are, like, all of a sudden, like, riveted by a shitty reality TV show. Like, I could see maybe one dude sitting stoned in a room watching it, like, which is kind of, I think, how it starts.
He's not even stoned. He's just, like, the dork. Like, he's just, like, the... Yeah. He doesn't even want to go to the party because he wants to watch. He thinks he has like a shot with this like college girl, and he's like, a freshman or something.
Like, if you would have just stuck with that, I would have found that maybe more believable than like everyone starts gathering around, like, oh my god, really?
That's a straight up like early 2000s thing that like I feel that like I saw multiple movies during that time frame where like dumb shit like that would happen, and it is dumb. Like you would never see something like that, but. Yeah, like multiple films during this time era, like were like, oh no, what's going on? And like people would gather around a TV or a computer or something.
Oh yeah, and I think it's another thing I don't like is that it feels like it's chasing trends. It's like, okay, we're gonna do basically a found footage Michael Myers, but also like reality TV guys, and like, I mean, it did in a way. It's like it saw what was coming in terms of entertainment
because it was. Like it was at the breakout of kind of reality TV, and it really like, I mean, this took place well before, like Paranormal Activity really, like it was after Blair Witch Project, which was what, 99, but then there really wasn't another big, movie like that until 2007 with Paranormal Activity. Yeah. So it was kind of like right in between. It knew where things were going, but it wasn't really like, I don't think it was really chasing that. I didn't feel that. More of the reality TV aspect, I think.
Yeah, I think it's chasing both of those things. Like, but it's like, it felt slapped together. It felt like, yeah, let's do that. And then like the first draft of the script is what they did. Like, there's something else I really hate about this too, besides those two things. But yeah, I don't know. I just there's nothing about it to like. And this one, I was sitting there just like as I was watching it, like thinking about 1978 Halloween, which I know you should not do, especially with like a lot of the sequels in the series. But just to think about. Like how good that fucking movie is, like how great that movie is. While you're watching this, will make you hate it more. We're just like, how far have we fallen? So that's why, like, when I watch H2R, I appreciate it because like they're at least respecting anything that came before, like, and trying to honor it, like trying to do something. Maybe it's some ways trying too hard, I guess. But like, this just feels, I guess, this feels like they're trying. They're trying to do something, but they don't know what. Like, yeah, we have to follow this up. Like, it just feels like such a step down to me from H2O. I get what you're saying. That's like, yeah, but it's just so dumb that it's fucking fun.
Yeah, like I find H2O that. Dumb as well. But yeah. this to me was at least fun, whereas like H2O I found kind of dull.
That's crazy.
And I don't know. I just for me, like, this just works. It's not a good movie, and it's certainly not a good Halloween movie. But like, if you were to be like, hey, which of these two would you rather watch? Like, yeah, I want to watch Resurrection because it's stupid and Busta Rhymes
fucking laugh at it.
Yeah. And like, there's a scene where Busta Rhymes is yelling at Michael Myers. Because he thinks, like, he's dressed up. Busta Rhymes is dressed as Michael Myers because he's going to try and play like a prank on that bit. Yeah. Turns around and he's yelling at. And then Michael shit. Just turns around and leaves.
Yeah,
so dumb.
I actually did like that though, where like they were like there's two Michaels kind of following each other, and you're like, what's going on? You know,
right?
But I mean, that was one tiny moment of inspiration in a movie that I think is, I don't know, it's all sorts of fucked.
Oh, but sure. I don't disagree that it is all sorts of fucked, but
you know, you have not only karate, but Busta Rhymes shocks Michael in the dick near the end.
Yes, he does.
How do they even kill him? Was like, I forgot exactly how that works out. Like, how does it totally end? I don't even remember.
He ends up getting like burned down in the building because it cuts on fire in that garage area. He like shocks him in the dick, and Michael stumbles backwards and gets caught up in the wires.
That's it. Like, it's,
and then he burns to death, and like Busta Rhymes and the girl escape out the side.
So like, dumb. Is it like, do they take his body away at the end, or like what the
fuck? Yeah, because Busta Rhymes and the girl like look at him and his toasty corpse being carted away, and actually at the very end. So they bring the body into the coroner, into the medical examiner, and I think you see his like arm move or something, like, oh, there could be another one.
Yeah, pretty weak. Although I think there is a like part where Busta Rhymes tries to get like all fucking philosophical at the cameras that are like trying to like, you fucking just exploited all these kids to make this fucking stupid fucking reality show, and he starts yelling at the news media for at like, isn't that, doesn't he like try to like say something to, like, dude, you're the last person that should be talking, you're fucking just the same thing, dude.
You're the reason worse. This happened.
Yeah, he's like, this ain't no fucking entertainment, man, and you're like, yeah, dude, I could have told you that before you did any of this, like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? I mean, I guess like I get it. I get this, like, the stupid, like, I guess the stupid shit in this is the only thing I think holding it up, because I think how it handles everything else is even worse. And I just, I don't know, something about the whole, like, we're doing a reality show thing feels really, like, there's, it maybe could be done better or something, but it's like, it feels really clunky here. And just like the whole like, oh, there's a party watching and they're talking to him, like, I can see you were like, yeah, like, so someone was like, as they're playing this out, like, insert clever thing here where like they're interacting, but it's like they don't ever insert a clever thing. It's just he's on the stairs. What?
Yeah, it's like,
that's not clever at all. Like, you did nothing with that.
It's like, wouldn't this be cool if like the people that were watching were like just like the people in the movie, like us
helping them, yeah, like, but like do something with that, yeah. Do something creative with that. I don't know what that is, but it's not just he's on the stairs, like, that's it sucks. All right, I don't know what else, anything else you want to touch on?
No, I mean, like, it's a bad movie, it's dumb, but for me, it's dumb fun, like, if you're going to be like, hey, let's watch Halloween, this is not going to be one that I pick. But if you're like, you have to pick like one of these back four, maybe I watch this just so I could laugh at it, because they're all a little bad.
I don't know. Like, these back four, like, this still wouldn't be one of my top picks out of the back four. This is one of the lowest in the series for me.
That's fair. I could definitely see that. Like, especially since the rest of the film tries to take itself seriously, and this is just like, it throws all that away. It's just like, fuck it. We don't know what to do. Let's just make something goofy.
Yeah. And I, again, maybe if it didn't have Laurie Strode, I could be like, okay with it. But there's something about that that just really fucking pisses me off right now. So what did you say your rating was?
It's still a two. Like, two. I'm not to be like, yeah, this is fucking a masterful film, but
yeah,
I like it. I think it's like it is a bad movie that I actually enjoy.
I think I will give it a two, also just to laugh at Busta Rhymes and shit. But I think I hate it way more than you.
No, like, obviously.
Like, other than that, yeah. Like, other than that, like, other than like the goofiness of like Busta Rhymes and shit, like, I think it just, I don't know, it's so disappointing. And again, like, you're coming off of, for me, one that I actually liked. But next week we have more shit. It's Rob Zombie's Halloween 1 and 2, his remakes. So we're starting a third timeline now. Right, kind of. We're remaking, we're rebooting. Like,
yeah, technically, this is I guess you could say it's a third timeline. Like, with it's a brand new timeline.
And that will wrap up our series, you know, review. before we go into the week after that, seeing a new film.
I am really scared for these two because I have not seen them in a long time, and I remember hating them.
I've seen them more recently than the last two we just watched. So I've seen them. I saw whenever I got this collection, so 2014 or whenever the fuck this collection came out on Blu-ray, this Scream Factory. And I did not watch H2O and Resurrection then. I did watch the Rob Zombie ones, though. And we'll see if my opinion stands. I think it will. I think it'll be the same. But spoilers, I think Rob Zombie's Halloween is actually a pretty good Rob Zombie movie. But it's not, like, he just doesn't, like, Halloween is not the right material for him. He doesn't get what makes a good Halloween movie, okay? Halloween 2, as I think, I mean, we'll get to it, but I think Halloween 2 is abysmal, a fucking dreadful, god-awful piece of shit. And it's funny because I've heard some, like, serious film people talk about, like, how Halloween 2 is, like, one of Rob Zombie's more interesting films, one of the better Halloween movies. And I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, because Halloween 2, I think, is
I remember hating Halloween 2. Like, actually, Halloween 2 has the only part of both of the zombie films that I remember liking, which is the first 15 minutes of 2, which is, like, it's basically a dream sequence of the original Halloween 2.
Yeah.
But, like, after that, I think it takes a giant shit, and I hate it all.
It's, I guess you could, I could see, like, that first 15 minutes being okay, but, like, from what I remember of part two, it's a lot of screaming, a lot of horse nonsense, like, ghost horse nonsense, ghost Sherry Moon zombie, Dr. Loomis is a total raging asshole. Yep. Like, if you thought he was bad
in part five, he's worse.
Get ready, because he, like, and it makes no sense because he's one of the better things about the remake. We'll get into it, but that's kind of how I remember. That's how I remember it, and I've seen them relatively recently, so I don't see my opinion changing a ton on these. It's all bad. Right. It's a bad end.
Yeah.
But at least hopefully, like, you know, hopefully we'll everyone's good. Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to, like, yeah, clear the palette and the new one is good. But yeah, tune in next week for our review of Rob Zombie's movies. Movie dudes!